Hi, it's Dennis Daly with something you might not have thought about, unless you've worked in radio. In the early days, the radio networks got the sound of the programming to the individual radio station down wires leased from the phone company. They didn't put a dial tone and phone conversations on them. They were just special pairs of wires. After all, the phone company had the whole world connected with wires. When that was the case, the radio networks could only send one program at a time down those lines. But between the news shows and the music shows and the public affairs shows, they often talked to the stations to keep them abreast of changes, of special programming coming up. Now that's done electronically. Now satellites feed networks to radio stations, and there are many channels. Some are just devoted to information and what are called closed-circuit announcements. In the heyday of the CBS radio network, that network came up with an incredible way of informing the stations by sending out little chirps, little net alert blips. Here is what three in a row would sound like. Listen very carefully. And those chirps did a lot of things. CBS would send out one or two in a row or three up to nine in a row. God forbid they would send a nine. That was a national emergency. A three meant a closed circuit was coming up, a special announcement only for the radio stations and not for the listeners. CBS used professional announcers just to do its behind-the-scenes programming change information. One of the best was Stuart Metz. Here is Stuart Metz on the afternoon of the last day of January, 1973, in a closed circuit, two stations, informing them of some very special programming coming up.
Special broadcast tomorrow, Thursday, February 1st. Please bring this information to the attention of your news and program directors. The first special broadcast, entitled Mr. Tew and the Fragile Peace, consists of an exclusive interview by CBS News correspondent Bernard Kalb with South Vietnam's President Tew. The interview took place this week in Saigon. The broadcast runs 23 minutes and 55 seconds and will be available at the following local times: 9:35 p.m. Eastern, 8:35 p.m. Central, 7:35 p.m. Mountain, and 9:35 p.m. Pacific. The second special broadcast consists of the last interview given by Lyndon B. Johnson, held at the LBJ Ranch in Texas 10 days before the former president's recent death. The subject of the interview, conducted by Walter Cronkite, is the struggle for civil rights. This broadcast runs 51 minutes and 55 seconds and will be available at the following local times: 10:07 p.m. Eastern, 9:07 p.m. Central, 8:07 p.m. Mountain, and 10:07 p.m. Pacific. This concludes this special closed-circuit transmission. Thank you.
Now, did you notice at the end there was one chirp, what we called a net alert one? Listen to the ending again.
This concludes this special closed-circuit transmission. Thank you.
Without going into extreme details, when that three was sent, a three would come up in a window of a little receiving device, and you could fix it so it would ring a bell or sound a horn or turn on a light to wake up the disc jockey. That system would stay locked on the three until the net alert one, that single chirp, was sent at the end, and that would reset everything. Every network had its own way of informing stations. CBS had the best and earliest. It was installed in late 1962. Just a year before it would be needed very often, when President Kennedy was shot. A tribute to the old CBS Net Alert and to announcer Stuart Metz, and a little look at what would go on behind the scenes in the golden days of network radio.